Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dean Phillips is here, as he has been many times. We haven't quite figured out what his role is going to be, but we're going to work in Dean Phillips frequently over the next few years on this show. Obviously, he's made a lot of news on this show when he was in Congress, his comments on Joe Biden running for president, stepping away. He is still going to be a visible person. He is good human being. He is a perspective that I believe is needed. And so I don't know how often you're going to hear a lot of Dean Phillips on this show, and I look forward to that. Thanks for coming on, my friend. I appreciate it. Give me your major takeaway from the 47th President of the United States and the speech you delivered to the nation in the last hour.
Well, Chad, first of all, it's good to be with you, and I'm glad you didn't out the fact that I'm in California right now, where there's only a 70-degree difference between home and
yep.
I hope you won't shame me and to all the Minnesotans listening. I got to tell you, after the fires out here, it's a reminder of how lucky we are actually to be in Minnesota, even when it is 9 below. So,
well, can I go there? Because I wasn't sure if you wanted to bring it up. Can I first of all say something that I haven't even mentioned to Dave Aragon yet? Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Chad. I just heard you sing a moment ago with that funny little jingle. I thought you guys at least might have a little chorus.
Wait, would you like Dave Harrigan to sing you happy birthday right here on WCCO Radio?
I think that might be among my worst nightmares.
Yeah. Wow. Oh.
I don't
I have the power to cut him off right now. Congress ain't behind you now, sir.
Yes.
Well,
okay.
Hey, that's why we all have faces made for radio.
Yes, yes. You have a place. Can I just go to California for a second? You have a place in California. You weren't in the eye of the storm, but you were very close to it. Mm-hmm. What has this been like?
I came out, Chad, as I told you last week, to just to reflect and do some writing and contemplation about my next chapter. And at 56 years old as of today, had never had warmth in the winter, so taking a little bit of time out here. And
why not?
A couple of days after I arrived, I had, just as I had unpacked a little bit, had to repack and evacuate to my brother's home. No power for 3.5 days, and I was among the lucky ones. In the West Hollywood area, the Palisades, literally, to anybody who's seen the images, it's as bad as it looks. I've never seen destruction, incineration like that in our country in any context, and it is horrifying. And, of course, in the Pasadena area, just to the east, the same thing. 10,000 homes burned, families displaced, and it's a horrifying reality and a reminder of what we as a country and a world and government has to be prepared for, because these disasters are going to be happening with more frequency and more destruction. And we have an obligation to be better prepared. And we weren't. And I will tell you, as someone new to this area, at least for a brief time, I did not know where to look for information. I relied on my iPhone to tell me it was time to evacuate. And we got a lot of work to do.
And by the way, that wasn't accurate all the time.
No, and in fact, the day after the evacuation, I came back to my place, and another evacuation notice came on my phone 20 minutes later, rescinded. So you can imagine how complicated that is. And, you know, and a reminder, when you have 15 minutes to put a go bag together and take your most valuable possessions, that's something most of us in Minnesota never have to think about, thank goodness.
Yeah. Okay, so I wish you only the best, and we're all thinking, and if people can help, whatever it might be, whether it's money, whether it's volunteering, just a prayer, a word of thought, whatever it might be, please help the folks out in L.A. And just so much respect for the first responders and the fire department.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's amazing. Yep. The president right now is speaking in Emancipation Hall, and it's, I mean, I can't hear it, but he's yucking it up. What did you think about his formal speech about an hour ago?
So, Chad, I'll confess, I've never lied as a politician. I'm not going to lie now. I did not watch it. So you can tell me, but I can tell you based on my perception of those around him who I know and the cues I've been seeing that I think we're going to see some good from this administration. I think he will address some of the issues that have been existing for some time going unaddressed. And I just hope and pray that the United States Congress, particularly my Republican colleagues, you know, put the Constitution first, put our country first, and do their jobs. That's what we're elected to do. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. That's how the system is designed, to manage a president's worst proclivities and to enhance the best. And I think it's a responsibility of all of us to give President Trump a chance and lead this country through some difficult times. And that's I think that's the obligation of we Americans. But, of course, like most, I have some concerns.
He was Donald Trump. You know, Dean, he did not break any news. We've known about the executive orders for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He played the hits. Among the phrases that will garner the most attention, the golden age of America begins right now. Mm-hmm. We now have a government that can't manage a single crisis at home.
Mm-hmm.
America's decline is over. We're on the verge of the four greatest years in our country's history. So he believes that, and clearly a lot of his supporters do. So I'm going to pick up on what you just said. What is the likelihood that more moderate Republicans who wanted Donald Trump more than they wanted Joe Biden? They may have wanted Nikki Haley more than they wanted Donald Trump, but in the end, they supported Donald Trump. What is the likelihood that that small group, because it's getting smaller, as you know, will stand up to Donald Trump at times, not all the time, but at times when they feel like that the president has moved further than he should have?
Well, my answer is going to be quite ironic, Chad, because I think we're going to see more objection from the far right Freedom Caucus members of the Republican conference in Congress than we would from that very small band of moderate Republicans who have now come to realize, as so many before them in the last two Congresses did, that the future, at least in the Republican Party, is MAGA. And if you wrong him and if you criticize overtly, you will be subject to the same evisceration that, frankly, I was when I ran for president against Joe Biden, because the parties do not cut people's slack. And there we have one of the big problems the country faces, the perverse incentives that challenge any member of Congress's willingness to put principle above self-preservation. But I think we will see the Freedom Caucus object to spending and a number of other issues that I think may come to a head with Donald Trump. So you're going to see a small band on the right, I think, affect more resistance than we might see from that very small band of moderates.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
This is former 3rd District Congressman Dean Phillips. Dean has been on this show a lot while he was a congressman, and whether he's a regular or a semi-regular, he's going to be on this show a lot going forward because I really appreciate his wisdom and his willing to tell the truth. Among the cabinet members and potential cabinet members, and I think it's possible at this point he might get every single one. I don't know, but... Mm-hmm. Do you have one? Do you have two? Both ways. That gives you hope, and others that you think, no, they just aren't qualified for this position.
Well, I'll tell you, Chad, what I discovered in my years in Washington is that competency is not the first priority of too many in leadership positions, both at the administrative level and within Congress. Tenure, political support, increasingly donors, have a lot of that influence. I think Senator Rubio, I think, will be a good Secretary of State. He's well-versed in those areas. I think he has the experience necessary. There are some. I think Tulsi Gabbard is a real risk in her role. Bobby Kennedy, of course, there's some elements about what he speaks relative to our systems and pharma companies and food that I think every American should pay attention to. Yet he has other perspectives on vaccines and public health that I think can be very detrimental. All that said, Chad, and this is the hardest thing to say, but our tradition is that the Senate gives counsel and guidance per se, but doesn't necessarily have that ability, or should it, to tell a president who can and who cannot be in his or her cabinet. So once again, I think it's Donald Trump's job now, as he's sworn in as our 47th president, to select those people, to hold them accountable, give them a chance. My biggest concern on every name, whether you like them or don't, is whether these people have the courage to resist him when they know better. And that's what I'm sensing is the biggest challenge in national politics in the United States right now is cowardice amongst people who know better and are simply not willing to forego their professional jobs in favor of the country. That will be the test, and I think we will see people like Pete Hegseth not qualified based on most perspectives on the right and left, but again, likely to be confirmed along with a number of others who are non-traditional picks. And I can only hope and pray that they manage with integrity and that we don't see an exodus of thoughtful, experienced public servants that we do need in our institutions, because if we do, they will be replaced with less competent people, and that is a risk country.
Let's talk about the actions of the former president today while he still was president. Early, he made news with preemptive pardons for, among others, Anthony Fauci and Mark Milley. But then while he was at the swearing in and the speech of Donald Trump, it was announced he had preemptively pardoned for 10 years back two brothers, a sister, and two of his relatives have spouses. So he's preemptively pardoned five family members. As someone who was not afraid to speak out and criticize the former president, I will say to me, this is another area where I significantly disagree with the former president, even making the decision then to do it in a sneaky, borderline secretive way as he's leaving. I think he made a major mistake and it's going to add to another stain on his legacy. What are your thoughts?
Chad, I have to agree. And it saddens me to say, but I never imagined in our lifetime that we would see pardons politicized in the way that they have now in just the past couple years. Now, do I understand why Joe Biden ultimately, as a father, pardoned his son, Hunter? Yes, as a father, but not as an American. Do I disagree with pardoning relatives? Absolutely. Do I also disagree with a man like Donald Trump who threatens to use our legal, our judicial system to punish his political enemies? Absolutely. So these are both wrongs, and two things can be true at once. But we are in for some really dark times if we now see threats of legal action against political opponents and then pardons used to mitigate that as a tit for tat in the future. It is grotesque. It is anti-American and deeply disappointing because it just further erodes Americans' trust in American politicians, in our system, the same way the nonsense we're seeing right now in Minnesota, in St. Paul, at our legislature, will further reduce Minnesotans' faith in Minnesota legislative politics. And that's my mission, to try to restore that. And the sad truth is we're not seeing enough people run for office with that same mission. And until we do, it's going to be a slippery slope.
Just button this up and I'll let you go. Do you believe the House Democrats should be working here in St. Paul?
You know, I do. And again, do I understand the dynamics that lead to these decisions to, you know, to not come to the session? I do. But you know what? Any common sense Minnesotan, I think, will agree with this. Why wouldn't they do a power sharing agreement? You know, the Republicans, you know, have a right to install a speaker considering their temporary majority. But they know that it's almost certain that a Democrat will soon be elected and it will be even. Why not do a power sharing arrangement? You know, Republicans get the speakership for the first year of the term or the session and Democrats for the second. You know, until we see basic common sense, thoughtful negotiation, and consensus, we're going to see this nonsense. And I don't care about your politics. I do care about your principle. And I don't see why we don't have more of that kind of cooperation, especially in a state that has been the leader in it, and that is Minnesota. So, yes, I'm disappointed.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy your birthday. We'll talk soon.
Anytime, Chad. Best wishes.
56 today. Former Congressman Dean Phillips here on CCO.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.